Last but not least is Michael Grant, 3/20/68. Today is 10/4. This is a bed-bound 53-year-old gentleman with recent history of stroke, confusion. He knows his name, but doesn't know where he is or what the date is. Apparently, he's been much more confused and may have made some improvement. Nevertheless, he's only oriented times one. He keeps repeating the same word over and over, good, good, good. He does not have a PEG tube, but he has a very dense right-sided paralysis and right-sided neglect, period. Records indicate that he was a heavy smoker and drinker till 4 or 5 months ago when he suffered a rather large stroke, affecting his left hemispheric stroke, affecting his right side. Family history, heart disease, myocardial infarction, history of stroke, surgery, no recent surgery. During the hospitalization, he also suffers from renal insufficiency and has a Quinton catheter in his right subclavian vein where he dialyzes at right now. His medications reviewed for list. He's awake, he's confused, blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart pulses, pulses are still lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash. There's some muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity, right side of neglect, severe dense paralysis right side, confusion, decreased mentation, signs of chronic aspiration noted. Also, he suffers from COPD and alcohol abuse in the past. Patient has finished his rehab for PTNOT and he's not expected to make any more improvement, even though that could take a whole year to see any residual improvement in the future. But nevertheless, he appears to be at end-stage stroke at age 53. His records indicate that he was a pipe yard worker, and he'll never be worked again, and he's totally and completely disabled at this time. Thank you.